to our main story this morning, the sacking of Barry Cowan as Agriculture Minister by the Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin. Micheál Martin said that a Garda file in relation to Barry Cowan's drink-driving offence 4 years ago had raised additional issues that required more explanation, and that it was untenable for members of government to address these concerns in the Dáil while Mr Cowan was refusing to do so. We'll hear from Fianna Fáil Minister Micheál McGrath later and get reaction in County Offaly. Let's talk now, though, to Sinn Féin housing spokesperson Eoin O'Brien. He's with us in our studio. Eoin O'Brien, thank you for coming into us this morning. What's your understanding of why Barry Cowan was sacked?
Well, the straight answer is we don't really know. Marilyn MacDonald raised the question of this dispute between the former minister and the Garda Pulse record from the 2016 drink driving incident. Micheál Martin backed his man and then voted to oppose a change in the order of business for the minister to come in and answer questions, as we had tried to get the minister to do the previous week. We understand that there were then conversations between the Taoiseach and then Minister Cowan, the Taoiseach and the other leaders of government. And I think in a move that surprised everybody, we then heard the announcement of a request to resign and then a sacking. I mean, what this shows is there's clearly more to this than is in the public domain. But what it also shows is a kind of a certain chaotic handling by Micheál Martin. I mean, the Irish Times is clearly alleging yesterday that Micheál Martin knew about this incident before Barry Cowan took to the floor of the Dáil to make his allegedly comprehensive statement last week. The Sunday Times has been very clear that Barry Cowan knew about this the previous Friday, again, before he made a statement. And yet he got up on the floor of the Dáil and gave the impression that what he had said last Tuesday was a full account. That's clearly not the case, and the big issue here is trust. You know, how can we trust Micheál Martin if he knew about this 10 days ago but only acted last night?
Well, Fianna Fáil is clear in saying that Mr. Martin first heard about it on Tuesday morning and not 2 weeks ago. And put yourself in Micheál Martin's position. If you had a legitimate expectation that your minister was going to address these issues publicly and you went into the Dáil to defend him, and then he turned around and said he's still not going to address it publicly, did he have any choice?
Well, again, from reading the various accounts of this in last night's papers, the suggestion, in fact, was Barry Cowan told the Taoiseach before the Taoiseach took the floor in the Dáil yesterday that he wasn't going to answer questions about it, and that the Taoiseach somehow was trying to buy his minister time. But I suppose for me, I don't find it credible that if Barry Cowan knew about this, as the Sunday Times has alleged, on the 4th of July, I don't find it credible that Micheál Martin didn't know before the former agriculture minister took to the floor of the Dáil last week. And again, I have to say this, like, there are a lot of people out there who had concerns when Fianna Fáil re-entered government about the issue of trust. Could Fianna Fáil be trusted to be honest and straight with the people about any particular issue given the record? And this brings back all the old memories of Fianna Fáil saying one thing one day and another thing another day. And I would imagine if I was Eamon Ryan or Leo Varadkar, and if I'd been told by Micheál Martin after Barry Cowan's statement last Tuesday that was it, there was no more, and then this further revelation comes out, I'd be pretty sore. So this is a much, much bigger issue just than the historic case of 2016. This is about trust with the people and trust within government, and it shows there is a certain chaos in Micheál Martin's handling of the matter.
Your party didn't press for further questions to be answered after Barry Cowan's initial Dáil statement. Were you wrong not to press for further questions?
Well, the first thing is we pressed and forced a vote on whether or not there would be a question and answer session last Tuesday. Unfortunately, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, the Green Party, and in fact Labour voted against that. So it wasn't that we didn't press it. It was a majority of TDs in the Dáil blocked that.
I think you said, so I'm paraphrasing, that it was a distraction and that there were other more pressing issues for the government to concentrate on.
It absolutely was a distraction, but we wanted answers. In fairness, when these latest revelations then became public, it was Mary Lou MacDonald who took to the floor of the Dáil yesterday and pressed the Taoiseach. And not just press the Taoiseach about Barry Cowan, this is also now a matter for the Taoiseach. And today the Taoiseach will have to answer the questions. What did he know? When did he know it? Why did it take him so long to act? So, in fairness, I think we've acted responsibly and reasonably. But what we now need to establish is, if the Taoiseach knew about this last week, why did he cover for Barry Cowan for a week? Did he deceive or lie or mislead his government colleagues? And
Micheál
what does
Martin
that say?
As far as I understand, Micheál Martin said that he was aware of a newspaper report beforehand, but he only saw the document. In other words, the Pulse report, which was Barry Cowan's discretion.
Here's the difficulty for all of us, right, is that that is what he is saying. Yet the Irish Times was reporting yesterday that they had sources which suggested Micheál Martin knew 10 days ago. And the difficulty now in all of this is that both Barry Cowan and Micheál Martin are challenging accounts of sources in newspapers, of the Garda Síochána on Pulse. That is a very, very bad set of circumstances for a new government. And that's why it raises fundamental questions about trust and honesty. And that's why Micheál Martin has further questions to answer today.
Eoghan Brin, thank you very much for coming into us this morning. It's 10 to 8.